This is Jody Apple.
Our theme this week, as we've already noted, centers around the song, Jesus Loves Me. We all know that children's song by heart. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. And the refrain, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Two observations about that song and the thought contained in it when it says, for the Bible tells me so. That expression indicates the reality, the fact of Jesus' love for humanity. But that expression, for the Bible tells me so, also indicates the intent, the extent, the depth of Jesus' love for humanity. We need to understand that Christ's love for the apostles then and for us today is relational. It is related to the Father's love for the Son. It is related to the Son's love for the Father. It is related to both Son's and the Father's love for the apostles. It is related to the apostles' love for both the Father and the Son. The love that God had for the apostles was connected or real because of the love that they, the apostles, had for the Son. We need to understand not just why, but also how, and how much both God the Father and God the Son love the apostles, and how they also love us. Today's lesson, we'll look at the last of eight distinct aspects of divine love. A divine love that originated in the very nature of God, but a divine love that must be found to be returned, to be reciprocated, to be reflected in our love, not only for the Father and for the Son, but ultimately towards all of humanity. The last point we want to note is this. We want to understand something, or something more, about God's love for mankind. Look at this passage. John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In this passage, Jesus said that the one who has his commandments and keeps those commandments, it is that person who loves the Christ. And the person who loves the Christ, because he keeps God's commandments, will be loved by the Father. Notice, the conditional love of the Father for those who love the Son is based upon their willingness to be submissive, to be obedient to the Son. Notice in John 16, verse 27, for the Father himself loves you. Why? Because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. Notice this passage. God the Father loved those to whom Jesus was talking, in this context the apostles. He loved them because they loved the Christ and because they believed that the Christ came forth from the Father. Notice again, the conditional aspect of God's love in this setting, that condition is based upon their love, that is, the apostles' love for the Christ. John 17, verse 23, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and watch this, and have loved them as you have loved me. Not just love them because they have loved me and because they have kept my commandments. That's John 14 in verse 21. That's John 16 in verse 27. But this context, something we've noted before, but not emphasizing this dimension, it says that the Father loved them as the Father loved the Christ. How much love did the Father have for the Son? Whatever that was. Whatever scale, whatever numeric you want to use to measure that, that's the love that Jesus said the Father had for the apostles. John 17:26, three verses later, Jesus said, and I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The love of the Father for the Son was to be in the apostles, as well as Christ being in the apostles. How much love was that? Let's go back to the passage we started with in our first broadcast earlier in the week. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that verse, John 3:16, does not specifically address how much love the Father had for the Son, but it does express how much love the Father had for the world. And remember, in the context, the world there is humanity, not the physical world. In summary, we need to understand this. As we consider, how much does God, how much does Christ love me? God loved and loves the Christ. Christ loved and loves the Father. God loved and continues to love those who love the Christ. Christ loved and continues to love those disciples who loved him by means of submitting to him. God loved and continues to love those disciples because they love the Christ. God ultimately loved then and loves now all Christians as he loved those initial apostles and disciples. Here's what we need to understand. An overriding, powerful principle. Infinite love cannot be diminished. There is no limit to the love of God for those who are the objects of his love. The love of God for the Christ transcended time. How do we know that? And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Notice this. There is no limit to the love of God for those who are the objects of his love. The love of God for the Christ transcended time. That is to say this, the love of God for the Christ was eternal. God's love always acts in time. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave in time. Romans 5, verse 8, he commended his love toward us, and that while we were still in sin. But God's love in time is only part of God's eternal love. What God is now, God has always been. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. What God was then, God always was. What God was then, he will always be. The love of God and Christ for mankind, created in their image, was on par with the love that the Father and the Son had for each other. Notice again, verse 23, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. How much did God the Father love the Son? How much did God the Son love the Father? The degree to which the Father and Son loved each other is the degree to which they loved mankind who were created in their image. 17:26 of John says, and I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. It is amazing to consider that God loves us as he loved and continues to love the Christ. But given the teaching of John in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and following, that's exactly what we need to understand, and that's exactly what we need to appreciate. What does that text say? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. That's 1 John 3, verses 1 through 7. The love of God for you, for me, for all of humanity, is not dialed back or anything less than the love that God had for his Son. May we ever live to respect, honor, and worship the Father and Son because of that amazing love. Thank you so much for listening today.